This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock. Today. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter. Hey. I'm stealing everybody's candy. Candy kids far away from me. All right. I'm stealing all that candy. That's word. And today we will be drinking Rahr and Sons Brewing Company. It is the Pride of Texas Pale Ale, baby. Yee! So, I don't know. The cans are intimidating. I'll say that.
You know how hard it was to take out just to get the beer to get it? Like, it's just ridiculous.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, hell no. I'm not.
Oh,
no, no.
Pride of Texas, bro. What do y'all got going on in here? God, this is tough.
This is
community strong Texas. Wow. Pride. What the hell is this? Bro, this is the most ale-ish beer. Oh, this is nasty.
This is disgusting. This might be the worst thing I've ever had.
This is by far a first on Beer 30 Sports O'Clock, because I don't even want to drink. I'm about to go get me some whiskey.
Yeah.
Like, some bullshit. This is definitely I'm already drunk fucking beer. Yeah, like, this is not the man.
Cross jaw.
Oh, but the show must go on, and the beer must keep flowing. I don't
know. Does it?
I'm like weed in here. I can't lie. Like, this shit. I'm kind of intrigued. This shit is strong as fuck.
Yeah, like, as soon as I opened it, I knew it was over with. Like,
man,
this shit is,
woo, straight hot.
Like, you know, you want to take a sip, but then you don't want to take a sip. It's like, yeah, you're contemplating life right now. Like,
life, you should not be making life decisions while drinking beer.
No, not at all.
This is a life decision right now, bro. Oh, man. So, at any rate, we are trying to get everything together here. The pale ale threw us all off.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty.
My eyes started watering. Like, dang. that was terrible.
Okay. So, moving on from this nasty-ass beer, which we'll be hearing us might gripe and complain about all damn day. We both read this article, and it's got us both actually arguing.
Yes.
But it makes sense. You know, there's nothing really fantastic going on in the NFL right now. I mean, we know about the new rules and all that and all that nonsense. But, you know, when you go on CBS Sports and you look at, what is Friday 5, the biggest NFL bus. Okay, with my laptop, I don't want to misquote him, so give me one second. But it's basically going over the top five biggest busts since the BCS era. And I'll be damned if I'm not highly appalled by this list.
Appalled. It's not even a word.
It's appalling.
Crazy,
yeah, it's appalling.
Crazy.
Like, but see, here's the thing. It's appalling, but it's only appalling because of some fact of who he has as number one. One, that is just, I'm in shock. If you haven't seen it yet, go on cbssports.com/collegefootball and just search Friday 5. It's like one of the first articles that pops up. And it's the biggest NFL draft quarterback bust of the BCS era. Like, that's, and they had number one, Vince Young. Which my colleague here does not like. I agree, though. That's a bit high. Number one, and he had the best stats out of all the other top five that he said.
Look, Vince shouldn't be on this list at all. Not even,
I mean, I wouldn't
five.
Say not at all, because Vince did deserve to be on a bus list. He deserves to be on a bus list. We'll get into our bus list in a few seconds. But number two, Jamarcus Russell was, duh, that's just so easy.
Who should have been number one?
Number one, maybe. Number two, I mean, you know. And number three, Ryan Leaf, which, I mean,
just didn't give a fuck.
Ryan Leaf, drugs is a hell of a thing. Stay away from drugs, kids. Say no.
Okay, it's a hell of a drug.
Woo! It's a hell of a drug. And then Tim Couch. So I highly agree, number four. I highly agree. If some of y'all don't remember him, there's a reason why he was like the truth number one overall pick, and he started the Browns curse for quarterback. He just was terrible. And number five, which I'm kind of in agreement with, Robert Griffin III.
RG3.
I'm kind of in agreement that he should be in top five because he was coming out so great. Rookie this, that, and third.
And all the hype.
And your backup got the biggest contract of all time for quarterbacks. And you, and there's nothing you can do, nothing you can say about it. Like, that's just insane to me, bro. Like, I think you just, yeah, he deserves to be top five. Like,
top five.
Yeah, he deserves to be top five without question. So, I'm actually okay with the list from five to two. You know, you can move a couple people around, things of that nature. But number one, Vince Young. Like, Vince Young? Come on, bro. Not number one.
Not at all. Like, it's crazy. Vince did his thing, you know, his first couple seasons. You know, won Rookie of the Year. Won playoff game. Like, it's crazy. Like, they would have him number one. Like, yeah. That's why I think, in all honesty, he shouldn't even be on the list. I mean, he had a great couple of seasons. I mean, when the downfall happened, it definitely happened.
Oh, right? Yeah. It hit hard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, so tell the people what you think your top five quarterback bust of all time during the BCS era. Top five. We can start with number five.
Number five, I'm going to throw out. I mean, I don't know if y'all remember this guy. I mean, he went to the USC. Mm. Matt Leinart. I mean, Heisman Trophy winner, won games and college championships in college. Got to the NFL and
where are you, Matt?
Yeah, just disappeared.
Where are you, Matt?
Where did he go? I mean,
I honestly don't think that he should be on the top five. He did okay. He wasn't horrible.
But for what he was coming into the league with, the hype that he had, I mean.
I just don't think that he was.
Won a Heisman.
Yeah.
I think they won, like, back-to-back championships at USC.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they were.
They went to back-to-back. They didn't win. They lost to Vince Young, which is another reason why I think that Vince Young is on the bust list. Because Vince Young, we'll go ahead, because I think Matt Leinart deserves to be top 10. Yes, top 5 is a little harsh, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Top 5. Number 4. I don't know if you're going to agree with this. But I got to go Tim Tebow.
Not Jesus' nephew on Easter?
Yeah.
On Easter, this man going at Jesus' nephew, bro. Come on, man. That is the golden child.
If Tim Tebow just would have listened and not play quarterback at all, and just would have went and played fullback, tight end, something.
I don't agree at all. He was a winning quarterback. He got the Denver Broncos to the AFC playoffs. Didn't he get him to the championship in one year?
Lost to Baltimore, didn't he?
Yes, like, bro, and they lost to a team that went on and won the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco. No, that was the year of Peyton, wasn't it? That was Peyton's year.
No, they beat Peyton. Oh, yeah, that was Peyton's year.
No, Baltimore, they lost to Baltimore when they had Peyton. But, bro, I don't understand how you would put Tebow in top four of bust. And Tebow wasn't even drafted, like, that high in the first round. He wasn't even drafted in the first round.
He shouldn't have won the first round, regardless of the fact.
Oh, my God.
Actually, but it's just the thing that teams, they fall in love with a quarterback. And, I mean, hey, you throw him out there, he played a couple of seasons. I mean, he's playing baseball now?
Shout out to the Mets, baby. Go Mets, baby. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you're crazy. I don't think Tim Tebow should even be in the top 15. He shouldn't even be in the top 20.
I'm putting him there.
Wow, that is so strong.
Number 3, we're going to keep it with Tim Couch. Man, of course, like we said, he started the Browns curse. They have about 24 quarterbacks now. Like, it's crazy what they've been doing.
God, this beard is
number two.
Nasty.
Number two, I'm going to throw Ryan Leaf. The drug, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yes, sir. No fucks given, baby.
So, my man didn't, I don't know. He just didn't want to play.
Yeah.
And, of course, number one. The finesse man himself.
Woo! Lean sipping extraordinaire.
Lean man is Jamarcus Russell, the 300-pound quarterback.
Yes! Hey, that nigga there, boy.
Yeah, it's crazy. That man finessed the Raiders so bad, bro. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, he finessed a big deal. I ain't mad at him, though.
Get your money. Get your money.
Yeah, get your money all day. But, like, yeah, he finessed a big out of, wow. The Raiders have never, like, I was surprised to see them give such a big check to old boy.
To Derek Carr?
Yeah, no, not Derek Carr. Derek Carr.
Yeah.
One, like, you know, not that he had to prove himself.
They don't have the same management, so.
Yeah, but not that he ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, just from the, just, Jamarcus, you still paying Jamarcus Russell, like.
Basically.
I'm out. Like, I wouldn't pay another quarterback ever in life. Ever, like.
But Derek Carr's a dog, though.
To take nothing away from Derek Carr, my bad. Not really to take, but, like, to me, I just couldn't believe that they would even fathom the thought again. But, so my top five is a lot different. My top five is kind of almost in agreement with the CBS, but not exactly agreeing.
So who do you got?
So my top five, number five, has to go to RG3. I'm with that. I'm sorry, but if you won the Heisman 1 year, you basically...
First shit is nasty.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to drink it still, but it's just nasty. But at any rate, you basically come into the league so ready, so hype, but then you know what I'm saying? You just basically flop. And then you get injured. I understand that. Like, you know, injuries happen, you know, whatever the case may be.
Never happen again.
But, yeah, like, my man, he didn't protest. He didn't do anything, so he ain't signed. And the reason he ain't signed is because the truth is out. And then how you let your backup get a bag off you? When he came in and got a bag off you.
He got a couple of bags off
you. Yeah, like guaranteed bags.
Not even just that, them franchise
bags. Yeah, like.
That's crazy too.
Yeah, man, I'm still in shock with RG3. Number four for me was Mr. Mirror. Was it Rick Mirror or Sean Mirror? I think it is Sean Mirror. At any rate, he used to play on Seattle. And he had Seattle in turmoil for quite some time. He was garbage. Like, boo-boo on a napkin garbage. Like, I ain't never seen anything like that in my life. And number two? Damn, bro, this shit is strong.
Yeah, number three. I'm not touching
this. This shit is the devil's work. For real. Like, ugh. Anyway, this beard is just nasty. I'm sorry. I don't know for y'all that are listening but can't watch, you should go and watch our live. This beer is just unhealthy. Like, I don't even know what else to say about this shit. But I'm going to keep drinking it. But I ain't waiting. This shit was $8, $9 too. I ain't wasting it. I'm about to drink all this shit. At any rate, so number three goes to Tim Couch. Again, he started the Cleveland Browns era of just switching out quarterbacks like they ain't got no business. And number two, we have to go to Mr. Finesse, who he said, Mr. Finesse. And number one is, see, here's my problem. Number one was Ryan Leaf, but then I thought about it. He really didn't want to play. So I really can't put it, if he put effort, maybe. But once he started losing, he didn't put no effort. He just went into a state of depression and all that stuff. So I take Ryan Leaf out.
Oh, God. Who you have number one? If you say him, go on.
Number one has to go to the hype man of them all, Mr. Vince Young. And the reason I say that, I know everybody's like,
I'm out.
The reason I say that is because Vince really wanted to play. Vince really wanted to win. He got put in a shitty situation. I give you that. He got put in a very shitty situation with Mr. 500 himself, Jeff Fisher. And the Titans, but for all of the hype, that came with him, all of the hype, because a bust to me means that you were all super, super hyped and everything like that, and you got picked, and you basically, you just didn't live up to the hype. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, all the quarterbacks I named before that put in the effort, put in the fight, they had the hype, and they flopped. And they completely flopped. Vince Young had a decent year. A decent year. Once. And did not do shit else after that.
I don't know about that.
And then he let the drugs and women and money fuck him up. And the nigga ain't been right since.
I don't know about that. Because, like I said, the team that he was on, that team was dope. Like, it was him. I think what, Lindell White was there.
With the, you're talking about the Texans.
The Titans. When he got the Titans.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
But he played good. Like, for a year.
Maybe.
I don't want to say a year.
Okay.
Because they won a division once, and they won a playoff. They won a playoff game. So. And so, I mean, I don't want to throw Vince Young in there because Vince played, like you said, the coach. I mean, look at his coach. His coach was Jeff Fisher. Like,
I mean, I understand that, but like, my thing is, you got to understand too, because, okay, you can say the same thing for Tebow. Tebow was really Tebow. I mean, come on, fam. You put Tebow in there in top five, and the man won.
Tebow should have never played quarterback in the first place.
Oh my god!
He should blame himself for that shit.
I don't understand that, like, at all. How could you put the man Tim Tebow in there, Jesus' nephew, on Easter? Like, I'm highly upset with you about this, and I'm just really trying to figure out why you would put that man there. Like, Tebow to me, he's not a bust. He wasn't even drafted that high. Like, matter of fact, I'm about to look it up right now. He might have been drafted first round. Mm-hmm. If that.
Yeah, Tebow was definitely drafted first round. He was like pick 22, I think. Something like that. No, he was like 15. Because they traded up to get him.
No, the Broncos didn't trade up
to get him. They did trade up to get him.
No, they didn't. He was the 25th pick. Yeah, he was the 25th pick. The Broncos just had an extra pick or something, and they just said, fuck it. We're just going to get a value pick out this guy. This guy's a winner. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I don't think, like I said, he did good in the Broncos. He did good with the organization with the Broncos. He did decent with the Jets. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I mean, the rest is history. He didn't really get a shot because of the craze and all that stuff, man. I honestly, like I said, I mean, you can flip Jamarcus Russell and Vince Young 1 and 2 for me. But they the same player to me. Well, nah. they the same to me as far as like the amount of hype and bust quality. Cause to me, Vince Young really, like I said, he did okay, but he just didn't do it for me. Like, you beat Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush and all them single-handedly in Texas, and then you came here with a better squad in Tennessee. Coaching was terrible, I give you that, but come on, bro. You still should have had better numbers to get picked up. Tebow went to 4 different teams. Vince Young went to 1.
That's not true.
Where did he go after that?
He went to Philly.
That's right. He went to Philly. Didn't play. I'm sorry. Yeah, didn't even play a game.
He went to Green Bay.
Yeah. What?
He went to Green Bay.
Did he go to Green Bay?
Yeah, he
go
to Green Bay.
Oh, my God. And then he let Brett Hundley beat him out of a job. Come on, fam. Really? Really? And we're going to talk about not being a bust? Come on, fam. The man is a bust. From that much hype to where you at now, the man is a bust. He should be somewhere sitting around talking about the playoffs and, you know.
My man's a coach now, so I don't care.
He's a
quarterback coach for Texas. Shout out, Vince. You know.
Boomer! We don't care about all that friendly shit. At any rate, I'm looking on time. Yeah, the top five, I had to agree with them, though. I had to say I did agree with them. So, like, if anybody's mad at us for this top five, I just still can't believe this fool put Tebow in there. Like, what? Tebow? Not Jesus' nephew. No, bro. Not on Easter, bro. At any rate, so, in light of Air Max Month, everybody knows that the Air Max Month was last month. LeBron dropped the fire colorway of the Air Max 95 tribute.
Man.
That shit was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. It was the gray with the lime green. Oh my God, that shit was crazy. Then, a lot of people You know, the 270s came out. Mm-hmm. The you know, everything just was, it was fire. This whole week was crazy. So, in light of our conversation of top five busts, we decided we're going to name off top five Air Maxes since it was Air Max month, and technically it's still, I mean, it's April, but yeah, you know, it's, yeah, yeah, we'll consider this, we're still in last week, we're still in March, okay? my top five personal favorite of all time, Air Maxes, number five, has to go to the Nike Air Max More Up-Tempos, not the original Up-Tempos, I didn't really fool with them, the More Up-Tempos. With the air on the side of them. Them hoes is super fire.
They stand out. Wait,
yeah, they super fire. Yeah, you like, you can wear them anywhere, however you want. Number four for me would have to be the ones, which were like the 87s. Mm-hmm. Fire. Like, they're OGs, you know what I'm saying? So they got to be in the list. They the OGs. They started it. The colorways they had with them was pretty cool. I can't lie. It wasn't like the sickest, but they was pretty cool. Then it would have to be, number three would have to be the 97s. Like, I rock with the 97s. I think the 97s, I think I had like black. The like blackish blue is one. I forget like the colorway now. I fucked them up the first like. Yeah, I messed them up the first like week. It wasn't even. Yeah, I messed them up like the first week and I threw them away. Just to let y'all know how dumb I am with sneakers at the time. How dumb I was with sneakers. I ain't dumb that way no more. But number two would have to be the 90s. The 90 Air Maxes to me were just crazy fire. Crazy fire, like their color. Obviously, we know the colorways, everything like that. Yeah. But to me, the design of them, just they were mad comfortable. Just everything about them was dope. Period. And of course, number one, the Air Max 95s. If you didn't have a pair of 95s coming up,
cheap.
You were a cheap, dirty bastard. Who didn't know their own mama. That's how raw the 95s were like. Yeah, like, and I didn't have a pair of 95s till the last year I was in high school, so you know I was getting ragged on every single chance they got. And I went and bought the Air Max 95s myself. But at any rate, that was actually right before I joined the service. So anyway, but yeah, the 95s, man, hands down, like, everybody remember Air Maxes because of that year, that pair. The Air Max will forever go down in history as some of the greatest, especially 95s. And your top five, sir?
Let's see what we got here. number five. We have the
Tebow.
We got the OGs. I mean, like you said, you got to pay respect to the OGs. You know, they started it off.
Yeah.
Number four, we're going to go with the More tempos, they, like I said, they stand out. Like,
colors, the air, and then they redid them with the, they re-dropped them not too long ago with different cities and stuff like that on there, and that shit was dope. So, yeah. Anyway, my bad. Go ahead.
Another pair. I don't know. I'm gonna throw this in there. I mean, I know you said you really didn't like them. The LeBron, the Air Max LeBron.
Homer ass. Oh, God.
Hey,
bro.
Shout out, Bron.
Oh, God, bro.
No, they're kind of dope. I like them. Number two, I'm going to go with the 97s. They, like I said, fire. And then number one, of course, 95s. I mean, they speak for themselves. So
yeah,
I mean,
you can't go wrong. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, the Air Max 95s just, like, you got to pay tribute. Like, the 90s, the OGs, everything, it was dope. But I think, like I said, the 95s was what made them, the Air Max is really hard. Like, yo, these you know the beer is bad when we haven't finished the first one.
Yeah.
Like, at all. We usually, like, the second, maybe the third by now, and, like, this is just nasty. I'll never do this again. Rar and Sons, you blown it. I hope you're listening. Because this shit is disgusting. But it's strong. This will have me on my ass in about two more beers. I'll be in the house sleep all day today for the rest of the Easter. Look, your kids are safe now. They can run around the Easter baskets and won't get robbed.
Right. You're definitely looking for the chocolate bunnies.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm looking for chocolate bunnies on more than one level. Yeah. But yeah, you know what? Honorable mention though, the 270s. The 270 Air Maxes to me, like, they're pretty hard. Like, I have to give them credit where credit is due. They are pretty fly. I can't lie.
Yeah, because, like, you know, a lot of how they do it now with most shoes that they try to make another shoe of, like, they really don't be that clean. Nah. Like, they be trash.
Yeah.
But no, that's 270s. 270s, they are pretty dope. They are.
Yeah, they are pretty dope, man. They trip me out because, like, the colorways they're coming with is so fire. Like, it's making Air Max is hot all over again. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they look comfortable as hell. Like, yeah. I'm going to get me a pair. Like, I was waiting on the Oreos to drop, which they did just drop this last week. The Oreos in my size anyway dropped this last week. So I'm going to get a pair of those, and then I'm probably going to end up getting, you know, the Vapor Maxes maybe. Them Vapor Maxes. Yeah, the Off-Whites came out. The Off-White Blacks came out, huh?
Yeah.
Of course, not my size, of course, so I gotta wait, you know. Fuck you very much. Now that we got all the top fives out of the way, can we talk about the NBA real quick?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's talk about the NBA a little bit.
I just want to know what the hell is going on with all these players getting undercut, bruh. Did you see the play with Vince Carter and McGraw? Like, that shit was... And I know he didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, he definitely didn't do it on purpose.
I know he didn't do it on purpose. He was shooken up after it, after the fact. But come on, fam. Y'all know better than that, man.
Yeah,
like,
you beat, you let him go.
Yeah, you beat... Like, I understand trying to get out the way, but there's a getting out the way, and then there's a hitting that man in the knees and fucking that man up. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, it just... It's uncalled for, and I wish him a speedy recovery. I hope Vince Carter understands the severity. I hope that man sent him something.
Yeah, they say he was in the locker room after he went to Golden State's locker room after that. Talked to him. He dapped him up after the game, all of that. But what I did see, they said Pat McCarr is good. They say he has cut in his legs. Everything's good, and I mean he's supposed to return back this season. So
cool.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's a good look, man. Cause man, that shit was horrible. And you can see Steve Kerr on the side, mad as hell.
Steve Kerr was pissed.
Cussing.
He's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at this.
He know better than this. Yeah, like he know better than this, man. Like I don't understand that. Like. You, like, come on, Vince, you know, all the injuries that you done ducked from niggas trying to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on, fam, you got to do better than that. And that plus it comes to a team where they already depleted as hell. Like, their guards is gone.
Yeah, out of there.
And, like.
Because you don't get stepped back till maybe the first round of the playoffs.
If that.
I mean, their guard play really ain't as good. I mean, Nick
not
Young
deep.
Is there.
Not deep.
He's not the same.
No.
I mean, you got your backup, Sean Livingston. Sean Livingston, you know you got Sean Livingston, so.
old school.
And with him, they was finna throw down his leg, too. You know, I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, they wouldn't.
Golden State is in turmoil right now, but I just kind of feel like a lot of people, you know, that's counting them out already and all that stuff like that. Like, I agree. They probably gonna have a real tough. They probably gonna have a real tough time in the playoffs.
Yeah, this ain't gonna be like the last couple of years for them. They're not gonna win this year. They don't have home court advantage like they had the last couple of seasons. So it's
gonna be tough. Yeah. And I think they might make it to if everything goes according to plan and Steph comes back and everybody's back healthy, playing 100% or closer to 100% as they can because nobody's 100% by the time the playoffs get here.
Definitely.
Then I think, in all honesty, they still can get to the the West, the championship game.
I mean, it's out of them in Houston.
But I don't really see if they're not healthy. I don't see Golden State beating Houston.
That team. They got too much firepower.
Too much, too much. Even though they lost to the Spurs.
Yeah, they got good by the Spurs.
Yeah, but I think they did that as like a lookout because they needed the Spurs to get in so that they can beat them in the playoffs and have an easy route.
But that is a team not to sleep on if Kawhi comes back.
If he comes back, that nigga ain't coming back. I don't think he's coming back.
I don't know. They say he's back in rehab. If he does come back for playoffs, hopefully.
That man ain't coming back. I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, man, and then can we talk about the fact that, oh, you were right, You were right. You were right. And Dominique Sue went to the Rams.
I was right.
Yeah, you were right. I still don't think it's that great of a fit. It's a good check, though. Shout out to Sue.
Yeah, definitely.
A year, $14 million. It's a good check. And it's a good check for the Rams because they get that defensive line now is probably the best defensive line on paper ever. Like,
is it?
In the NFC West?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the best D-line. I mean, those two are nasty. Don't get me wrong, but...
Bro, they was the sickest D-line in the league by themselves without him.
But yeah, but then you forget that you let Robert Quinn go. Robert Quinn is gone.
Oh, that's right. Quinn is gone.
So, I mean, best D-line.
So, I appreciate this.
That team is
Philly. D-line, yeah. Philly still got the best D-line, but they're not far behind now.
Oh, no.
Definitely. With him and Donald, bro, are you serious? Like, bro, you ain't doubling shit on that squad.
No, not at all.
Not at all. So, just be prepared, NFC West. And I feel bad for Jimmy G. Jimmy G just got a big ass check, and now he about to be running for his life 2 times in the season at least. At least. So we are running low on time. Yes, we are going to be doing 30 minutes instead of 45 minutes like we've been doing. But we wish everybody a happy Easter. Yeah. You got any questions, comments, gripes, complaints? You can now reach us on Facebook at Beer 30 Sports O'Clock.
Yes, sir.
You can reach us on Twitter at Beer 30O, or just look up Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. On Instagram, same thing, Beer 30 Sports O'Clock. Round and across the board, we're all the same, baby. Yes, you know what I'm saying? So we will be posting up our top picks for the Air Maxes. And, we out of there. So... Man, last and not least, I do really want to say, man, these beers are just disgusting. Roar and Sons, I don't know what y'all were thinking of this pale ale.
This is terrible, man.
This is not the pride of Texas.
Not at all. This is disgusting.
This is
Beer
30
Sports
O'Clock.
We out.
Yee!